This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
The unabridged millennial Mason Payne here live from the MVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. You hear so much about a healthy gut and gut health, but what does that even mean? How is having a healthy gut beneficial to your health at all? Joining me today to explain gut health and its benefits is the founder of New You Bootcamp, Jackie Cleaver. Thank you for joining me, Jackie.
No, pleasure.
Could you tell me a little bit about your business? Where did it start at?
So I started it in 2007. I moved back to England from living in North America. And there's a lot of camp lifestyle, not just for kids, but, you know, for adults to stay away. And that wasn't European culture at all. And then when I came over here, I started up the residential boot camp. We just specialised in women when we started, and there was a huge demand from guys as well. So we opened it up for men and women. And we were our nutrition squad. I brought in a nutrition squad. They're all qualified by the School of Optimal Nutrition with Patrick Holford, and they all specialise in therapeutic nutrition, and they work on balance between lifestyle, food, your gut health. Then we have our physical training instructors who work on the fitness side, and the whole team work together. So I started that in 2007. We've always been wheat and dairy free, but our nutritionists really did talk about gut health. And then in the past 2 years, gut health has really become more mainstream and commercial, which has been great for us because we've always spoken about it, but it was quite alien to a lot of our clients. And now it's becoming more commercial. It's almost as if they believe us all of a sudden. Right, there really is a link. Put more weight on our Somerset, on our UK gut health boot camp. And so we specialise in it completely in Somerset. We've got them all over Europe. We've got them in Spain. We've also got one in Africa, in Morocco. We are just about to open one up in Ibiza. But the gut health one is in the UK.
When it comes to gut health, you hear it a lot in commercials, you know, especially with yogurt. But what exactly does gut health do for you?
See, when people think you're a human being, of course you're a human being. But to give you an idea, you have 10 times more bacteria within you than you do on than cells. So in effect, just in your gut alone, there's 100 trillion bacteria. And if you don't look after that flora, the whole environment, it's almost like a mini ecosystem. And there's a lot of studies which have been around for years, but like I was saying, it's becoming more commercial. And, you know, you do see it on adverts now in the States. But what people are starting with yogurt, we'll come to that later, but you have to, it's like a rainforest, and you've got to feed it correctly. And it's completely linked to every part of your body. We call it the absolute foundation of your body. If your gut health is off whack, then you will feel it. Whether that's fatigue, tiredness, hormone imbalance, eczema, asthma, all different things. Your clarity of mind to insomnia, autoimmune diseases, depression hugely. 90% of your serotonin is made in your gut. Only 10% of it is made by your brain. So you can see it's a huge part of your body's balance to keep your gut health right. And it is all the bacteria within your gut. That's what you need to keep on an even keel.
You said that it's like a rainforest. If that's the case, wouldn't that be unique for every person, or that's not how it works?
That's true in some sense. I mean, there's an equilibrium that everyone should reach, but there's so many different factors in life that make everyone's gut health slightly different. Some people, for instance, can have huge challenges losing weight. And that's, you know, that's not the people who eat, you know, they're eating far too many calories. Do you know that? That's a different thing. But there are some people who really do watch everything they eat and battle with their weight. And something as simple as changing your gut bacteria with probiotics, and that can be with supplements or probiotic food. There's so many different things that will affect your gut health. People have different gut bacteria levels, and it's exercise feed. It looks after your gut health. excessive sugar will really attack your gut health. Lots of antibiotic, that will attack your gut health. So it depends how people have lived their life and what they're consuming and what their entire lifestyle balance is like. So everyone's will look like a different kilo, but there is a utopia for everyone that's the same.
Yeah, you said about probiotic foods. I know about the yogurt and the supplements, but what other probiotic foods are there?
So you can buy them or you can make your own. Really easily. Kimchi, have you heard of that? It's like fermented vegetables. You tend to get it in Japanese restaurants. Well, in England, you can get it in a lot of supermarkets now. I don't know if you can do that in the States, but I would assume so.
Yeah.
If not, it's really easy to make your own because, in effect, probiotics, your gut is constantly fermenting food. And so the fermentation process in probiotic food, you're, in effect, putting the fermentation process into your body. So the probiotics are already in the food that you're making. A really easy, well, sauerkraut's another one. A really easy thing to do at home is if you get organic red cabbage and just chop it up really thin, put it into a really well-sealed mason jar, and you just really, you mix it with salt, just purely salt. It's red cabbage and salt. And then you leave that to ferment, put it into a mason jar, leave it there for anywhere between a week and 3 weeks. Keep tasting it because people like it on different tastes. And that's an easy probiotic. Yogurt, going to that, you have to be really, sorry, we say yogurt really funny in England. That was one thing when I lived in North America this day. But with the yogurt, you have to be careful because commercial yogurt tends to be filled with a huge amount of sugar. And sugar is the very thing that attacks your gut. To give you an idea, in states in recent studies, we were just reading last month that at the moment in the States, and Europe is catching up now, it's 73% of foods have added sugar now. And sugar is the very thing that attacks your gut. So you have to be quite careful when you say yogurt, because unless it's naturally organic post-yogurt, then that's fine. But if you just bought any old yogurt just off the shelf in a supermarket, they're probably filled with sugar. So you just be wary of that.
Yeah, well, you know, when it comes to yogurt, I always try to look at the sugar portion of it because my father, he's diabetic. So just from childhood, my mother would make us look at like how much sugar something was in, you know, the food. Yeah. When it comes to yogurt, I mean, there's a lot of sugar already in it. What do you think would be a good amount, like 9 grams or how much do you think should be in there?
I would say 9 grams is still a hell of a lot of
sugar,
it
is.
To be honest.
Yeah,
the
is.
Best one to get is if you can get a live cultured yogurt, really high quality Greek yogurt, you know, made from the milk of cows, goats or sheep. They are the closest in form to its natural state. That's the easiest way to explain it, because there's an element of sugar in any yogurt. But if you're going for live cultured yogurt, you could be going as low as 1 gram, if at all. But you've got to go to specialist stores for that in England. You might be luckier in the States. You tend to have more access to Whole Foods than we do as a country. And Whole Foods as a supermarket tends to be very good for Whole Foods. So you might be more lucky with that, with the access. But 9 grams, I would personally say, is still too high.
Oh, wow. Okay.
If you're doing that per 150, yeah.
Yeah, the reason I was saying that is because, you know, sauerkraut, kimchi, all that is kind of like an acquired taste. So not too many people are going to be jumping onto it. But yogurt is kind of like, yeah. Oh, the middle ground to it.
Yeah. On the flip side, what people can do, if they don't like the taste of sauerkraut, so commercial sauerkraut has a real tang to it, doesn't it? Another thing you can do, for instance, is make your own pickle. If as long as you're buying the organic mini cucumbers for it, you could make your own. Because with sauerkraut, if you buy it from a high street, it's generally been put through like a vinegar base, you know, to ferment it. That's not the principle of true fermentation. You really need salt. You can really just do it with salt and water. And if you don't like it, a bit like with pickles, where you can add dill or you could add garlic, if you don't like a certain flavor, add herbs to it to make it different flavors. That's a really big trick. People sometimes don't like plain red sauerkraut. That's fine. Just put onions in with it, put some carrots in with it. Dill is one of the biggest ones used because it's got such a strong flavor, right? So dill is a really good one. Cilantro is a really good one. Fennel is a really good flavor to put in fermentation. So if you try different ones, you can tend to find a flavor that you would like.
Are there any fast foods or just, I don't know, any kind of food that most people eat nowadays, like McDonald's or Burger King or something? Is that really harmful to you, or can you still eat that?
Really? really, really harmful to you. Really harmful. And there's no natural food in there. You have to think that. The whole principle is, as we would say, don't eat anything you don't recognise. And that's the trick to it. To make it very, very simple, you can have, there's so much grab food now. You know, sushi's a good example. Do you know, that's a great one. Vietnamese pho is really good. There's a lot of different things, of fish, meats, vegetables, cheeses, whole foods. But you have to be able to recognise. Your body is not going to recognise McDonald's or Burger King at all. I don't know if you've noticed, but if people really sit down and think about it, generally, if you eat McDonald's or Burger King, you're probably hungry within about half an hour to an hour, or you'll feel sick, one of the two, if not both. Your brain has to recognize a nutrient value. When you're hungry, truly hungry, the reason you feel full is because your brain suddenly goes, oh, look, I've got all the nutrients that I need. If you're not putting nutrients into your body, that's why you can overeat with it.
For the people listening, where can they find you at?
So they can find us on our website on newyoubootcamp.com. And we're also on Facebook on New You Bootcamp. We're on Twitter too and Instagram. So any social media and our website.
Well, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate you being here.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapayne.com. That's MasonVeraPayne.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.